I wonder, as we, you know, think through some of the things that are being said about our president because of the refugees coming into our country, and we've discussed this a lot on our program, that's something that comes up often. And again, comparing our country as a country that was founded on Christian principles, unfortunately, we're getting away from those principles in many ways, but what makes us good is the good things that we were founded upon. Do you think that the average Muslim majority country is anywhere near as accepting of foreigners and of people from other religions as we are in America? And even with the refugee crisis, do we see Muslim countries stepping up to do more for Muslim refugees than what America and European countries are doing?
Well, Isaac, let me answer the second question first. The answer is a definitive no. We do not see the Muslim country stepping up and accepting refugees. In fact, over the last couple of years, as we've seen this influx onto the European continent of Muslim refugees, the Muslim world has not responded. They're expecting Europe to respond. They're expecting America, by extension, to respond, but they are not responding. And then to answer your first question, are Muslim countries as accepting of foreigners as we are here in America? Again, the answer to that is a very definitive no. I have traveled a good portion of the world. I have been in countries that are either majority Muslim or are approaching very rapidly going to become majority Muslim. And here's the dirty little secret. It's the grand hypocrisy. What the Muslim world crusades for in America, what they want to do is have their opportunity to worship in their mosques and live their Sharia law lifestyle. If that were reversed and Christians were to call for the same thing in a majority Muslim country, they would be denied. They have been denied. They are being denied. So there's a grand hypocrisy here going on, Isaac.
Well, thank you, Dave. And that's good, I think, for all of us to remember this context. I know growing up in a family where my grandfather was in the Dutch underground, he saw the totalitarian regime of Hitler firsthand. He loved this country. He loved this country before he ever came to it and became a citizen. And yet he loved God. He got saved actually seeing Christians give their lives for the cause in the Dutch underground, and was able to come over to America eventually. And he loved what America stands for. And he loved being a citizen. And so what an important time to remember the context of what God has done in this country and to be able to be proud of that.